Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Well, if you're a Cardinal fan, this is great news because a fan favorite, and truly a fan favorite, is coming back home to St. Louis, and that is Matt Holliday to serve as the bench coach for the St. Louis Cardinals, and he joins us. And Matt, first of all, congratulations on coming back home and being part of the coaching staff of the St. Louis Cardinals. I know this probably wasn't an easy decision. You probably had a lot of family decisions that went into this, but number one, congratulations on coming back home to be a part of the Cardinals.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. I appreciate it. Pretty exciting to be coming back to the Cardinals organization and get a chance to be a coach and a bench coach for Ollie, who's one of my close friends, as you know, and looking forward to the sort of this new adventure and what this looks like, and excited to get started. And as you said, it's tough with family as far as, you know, the timing of the whole thing, but you know, there's never a perfect time for anything, but excited to get started and hope to be a part of something special.
What went into the decision? There's a lot of tentacles to this answer, I'm sure, but what went into your decision to come back and be with the Cardinals?
Well, I think the first and foremost is it's an opportunity with the organization that I'm most familiar with, that I've spent the most time with and know the most about. And so when you combine that with Ollie being the manager, who's one of my closest friends, the opportunity to learn from him and learn from Mo and learn from, all the people that are associated with the day-to-day operations of St. Louis Cardinal baseball. It was that made it all the more intriguing, the opportunity with the Cardinals. You know, these things just don't come along, you know, every day or every year. And you know, having talked to them last year, it just wasn't the right time with Jackson and Ethan, you know, being on the same high school team. I wouldn't have missed that for the world. So to have another opportunity this year and talking to Leslie and my family about, you know, sort of what the ultimate goal for me is, you know, in coaching, if I someday want to be a manager, this was a good opportunity for me to find out if this is something I want to pursue long-term. And like I said, the opportunity to do it in St. Louis makes it all the more special, the flexibility that I have in knowing Mo and Ollie and the people in the front office and ownership made it that much easier for me to do this at this time.
So it's just 1 year later. What's the difference 1 year later for Matt Holliday to accept this position?
You know, I think that the main thing is the Jackson and Ethan opportunity for them to play together last year. I wanted to be there every day with them and be part of that. And, you know, obviously, was probably one of the coolest things I've seen in my life was watching my two boys, two of my boys perform and play together and on a baseball field. And you know, you never know if you'll get a chance to see that again. And for me, there was nothing that was going to take me away from that. And so, obviously, it's different now. And like I said, you know, I've been talking with Mo and Ollie. I'll have some flexibility to get away on off days and come home and watch Ethan play and be around the family and, you know, sneak off to see Jackson play in the minor leagues. And so all that's important to me to still be very much involved with my family and my kids' lives. But at the same time, it gives me an opportunity to be part of, you know, the Cardinals organization and be in the bench coach and getting a chance to do this. It just felt right this time.
I would imagine good old buddy Skip Schumacher was on the horn with Matt Holliday and saying, "Hey, come on down to South Florida and let's do this together." I would imagine that was probably a call or two to Matt Holliday and Leslie trying to convince you to go join the Marlins.
Yeah, we had that talk, and he essentially said you should go be the Cardinals bench coach.
Did he really?
Yeah, I mean, I think he knew, you know, our situation. Obviously, we're not a long flight at all from St. Louis here in Oklahoma. And, he knew he basically just said, "Hey, look, I had a great experience. They took great care of me. I know your family situation. I know that you're going to want to be, you know, back and forth as much as you can, and you're going to want to have Ethan and Reed and Grayson to some extent around in the clubhouse and around you and travel and all the things that Mo and Mr. DeWitt and Ollie made it easy on me. And he had a great experience doing the bench coach job last year and said, "Hey, you know, this is a great opportunity for you. You should do it." And, you know, he said, "I'd love to have you, you know that. But I think you would really like doing that." So, he said, "I always have a job for you. You know, I think this would be a great spot for you."
I know that you are a great family man. You're a great dad. You're a great husband. How is Leslie with all this? I mean, she is a baseball mom. And as we all know, when you're away playing or away coaching, a lot is put on mom's shoulders. Mm-hmm. So how is she with all this?
Well, she's been great. She knows the sacrifice that it is for our family, of all the travel and logistics and what this is going to look like. But, you know, this is what we did for a long time, and she's handled it, and she knows that, you know, obviously she wants to support my passion. She knows my passion for baseball and leadership and coaching, and she wants to support that. And she loves St. Louis. You know, I think that she loves the people there. She has incredible friendships and relationships. And Amber, Ollie's wife, and Leslie are very close. And she loves those are our people. You know, I think the Major League Baseball and baseball in general, we feel like is our community and has been for a long time. And so to be back in the middle of that, and her to get a chance to have community with you know, wives and families, and it's a great opportunity for all of us. So it's not going to be easy, Dan, as you know, but she is an incredible wife and mom, and we'll make it work.
When you're coaching at Oklahoma State, did that give you more of a bug to want to manage and coach, and kind of gave you more insight into say, yeah, I want to not only coach my kids, which is one thing, but then when you're around it every day helping those that aren't even your kids, you say, you know what? Yeah, this is something I want to continue to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think you wonder, you know, you spend all those years and all that time and learning the game, playing the game, growing up in the game. And then, you know, you sort of the competitive part of it, the end of your playing career. And then you start to say, well, you know, what do I do with this passion? And so getting a chance to be a part at Oklahoma State and to help pass along knowledge, to help young guys learn about the game, learn what it takes to play, learn what it takes to do off the field, whether it's, you know, nutrition and sleep and how to take care of themselves, how to be a professional. And so that's been a really satisfying and enjoyable to help young guys reach their potential, reach their dreams. It definitely has allowed me to continue to develop in coaching and being around young people and you know, finding out different ways to coach different personalities and different learning styles. So it has been very beneficial, I think, in helping me to understand that this is something that, you know, I want to pursue and you know, move on up to doing it at the major league level. So obviously the age and the skill level is different, but I think when you're talking about leadership and helping people, it has been something that I've loved.
I know this has been a whirlwind day, and I can't thank you enough for taking time here. Just a couple more questions, and I'll let you go. You know, fans may hear that, and you've said this, that you're very close to Ollie, and they may not know that because you guys, you know, didn't play together. And they're like, wait a minute, how are those two guys, what's the path there? Where did they cross paths? How are you guys so close? And I know that, but, you know, some fans may not know that.
Well, it goes back to back when I was playing with the Cardinals, and Ollie was a coach in the minor league system, and we ended up going to some Bible studies, and we just kind of hit it off. We just kind of threw the channels of being around the complex in spring training, and then Ollie and Amber were living in Jupiter, in the off seasons, and you know, they became our friends, like just, you know, like the people that you have over 3-4 nights a week that come by, stop by, have dinner, hang out, sit around, talk baseball. They became very close friends of ours, and just kind of through, obviously the Cardinals started it, but we had a lot of the same interests, a lot of, we had a lot of fun together. And we just became really close, and we had some, our friend group, down in Jupiter, and another family, the Bakers and the Marmals and the Holidays. We spent a lot of nights sitting out by the fire, or, you know, out on the boat, or just kind of hanging out. And Ollie and I used to sit around and talk baseball and talk about, things that we might do, or leadership styles and just different things. And then, you know, he got into managing and then, you know, kind of took off from there, but we've remained very close, even since, you know, we moved back to Oklahoma and they've relocated to St. Louis full time. And, so I'm excited to spend, you know, a lot of time with him. And like I said, we're just really close. And so it's a great opportunity for me.
And Matt, your role will be bench coach, but you're going to help out in hitting. You're going to have kind of a hand in a lot of different areas, aren't you?
Yeah, I think that, you know, obviously that's, you know, my, you know, the thing that I'm probably know the most about. But I think that I want to be involved. I want to learn, you know, obviously, about all areas and you know, what goes into why analytics, you know, people, when you talk about analytics, well, why do we, you know, teach me, you know, all the things that go into opinions, numbers, all those things to help, you know, break it down to the players and help me understand, you know, why certain things, you know, the way we look at different lineups or way we look at different matchups and all those things. So I'm excited to learn a whole bunch of things, Dan, but I would say, yeah, I mean, I love talking hitting. I love the mechanics of hitting and sort of, all that. So hopefully, you know, it'll just be, I just want to help, you know, and I think that's the thing with coaching is you want to help and do anything you can to sort of add to the group and hopefully achieve what everyone's goal is, which is to win. And so I think that's my main goal.
I've always felt, I'll wrap it up with this, you left St. Louis, but you never left St. Louis, if you know what I mean. And you always kept your hand in Homers for Health with his, it's just done such incredible things. By you coming back and being here every day, does that get you more involved, even more than you already are with the community? I don't know if you can do anymore, but has that even crossed your mind with something like this?
Well, I mean, I think that all of our relationships that we have built in St. Louis are still very much intact. And so we've remained, like you said, and very much involved, but sort of, you know, in Oklahoma. But we try to get there as much as we can. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that I hadn't thought about it much about what that might look like. But obviously it'll be much easier to be more involved in the program and maybe some other things, too. But as you know, Dan, I love to do anything I can to help people and try to have an impact on the community in any way that I can and willing to do that.
Well, you know how I feel about you. I think you're the best, and I consider you one of my best friends. So it's awesome to have you back in St. Louis and Matt Holliday back on the coaching staff. And you never know, Matt. I mean, if you start swinging the bat well and, you know, guys get hurt, we might put you in left or right. You never know, you know.
You know, it's always good to have a coaching staff member that could be activated at any point.
I love it. Hey, Matt, great to have you back in St. Louis, and thank you so much for cutting out a little time for me. I really do appreciate it. You know that.
Of course, my pleasure. Love being back around everybody.
You're the best.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.